When you say, or when anyone really says the phrase healthcare system, that's a little bit intimidating. We know that it's a very, very complex system with issues that have come out of it. Realistically, how can a person give input on something this big and feel like they've been heard?
In reality, I think that the way people get heard is that by telling their own stories and their own experiences. And if you can collect enough stories and experiences from people, then you can begin to see trends and patterns. So I think the way you make something that's this complex as our healthcare system more simple is to start talking to individual people. And the way the meeting is set up is that people will get a chance to vote on things and see how other people feel in the room. And then from that, you'll then be able to take that information and make it match it up with information from around the country from other similar kinds of meetings. The complexity of the issue is because it feels so overwhelming when you talk about millions of Americans, but when you look at individual stories, it's pretty easy to see what some of the problems are.
If I were to go, if any, regular citizen were to go to this, would they have to be up on what the issues are involved in the healthcare system, or will they get a little bit of that kind of information also at this forum?
They will get information and background. So we're really hoping that people go who might not have any background at all. We really want people who just care about the healthcare system. And my experience is that all of us are touched in some way by the healthcare system. We either have parents who are ill or children or ourselves. And so you don't have to, what you have to come with is your opinions, and that's not very hard to find on this issue.
How will the working group, the Citizens Healthcare Working Group, digest and disseminate people's feedback?
When Congress passed the big Medicare reform bill that's now where there's so much attention, part of that bill actually called for a public dialogue on improving our health care. So the bill actually legislated having these community meetings around the country. So a group of bipartisan people from around the country involved in healthcare has set up these meetings. And after, I think there's going to be about 10 to 15 around the country, and all these recommendations will be put into a preliminary report that will then be put out on the web and the internet for Americans to react to. And then once all that is gone through, all that public dialogue, then the recommendations will be put into a report that will be given to Congress. And the hope is that enough people will participate and have the say that it'll have the weight, really, of the American people in a way that's not been done before. It's a really neat idea to get people really involved.
About how big are the groups and just how big are the numbers that we should expect?
There are some, for example, the meeting here in Charlotte will feel really good if we get 200 to 300 to 200 people to the meeting. And I think there are 15 being done around the country of that size. And then there's two or three that are being done of 1,000 plus. And so I think when this is done, there will be about probably 3,000 to 5,000 people that have participated around the country. And then once those recommendations are analyzed and put into a report, they'll be given back out to people through the internet, through the web for other people to weigh in. So I think the hope is by the time this is done, you've literally have had hundreds of thousands of people that will see it.
And how did Charlotte get involved in this project?
We were called actually by some of the people in Washington, so they'd really like to hold a meeting here, and that they had heard that this was an area that was very active and very committed to public issues.
Specifically, it was your office, the Lee Institute, called?
Yeah, Lee Institute was actually called by the Public Forum Institute, which is the group that's working with this bipartisan group in Washington called the Citizens Healthcare Working Group.
Anne Udall, thank you very much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank